All 13 years and almost 14 years of him, Luke Knupp, joining us here in the Freak Nation. This guy won the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series eSports event from the virtual Wild Horse Pass in Arizona. It's part of the Geico Off-Road Nationals presented by General Tire on Lucas Oil eSports. And Luke, it's crazy to think about this. Here you are, 13 years old, putting a beat down on young men and women that are maybe twice or even three times your age. How did you get so dang good at eSports?
You know, I've just been practicing a lot. I've had the simulator for over a year and a half now, and just put the practice in. I got invited to this a couple weeks ago, and just put practice in, like I said. And me and my teammate Ethan were just putting laps down. I think we put over 1,000 laps down this week, and it's been crazy, but I'm glad we got the win.
You put in 1,000 laps over the week prior to this race? What the hell else you been doing?
Nope, I can't really do anything else, but today I've been off the sim, just trying to take a break. I was out in the shop helping my dad today get all the trucks prepped for hopefully Best in the Desert coming back up soon.
What you talk about in the shop with your old man, is your dad part of desert racing?
Yeah, I guess so. He doesn't race anymore. He preps for one of my sponsors, Travis Williams, who has a 6100 and the Best in the Desert series now. But he's a great prep guy. He's a great dad. He's a great mentor. I'm glad to have him.
Luke Knupp takes the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series win, Wild Horse Pass, Friday night. Luke, at 13 years old, you ought to be good at this computer stuff. At least that's the stereotype. We think of 13-year-olds really being good in computers. But what is it about the real world of off-road racing that attracts you when you've got all these guys that are older than your dad probably you're racing against?
Just the adrenaline rush, that there's the 20 or 30 minutes that you're in the seat, just banging doors, going over jumps, going 70 miles per hour. But it's just really fun battling with your buddies for, like I said, 20 to 30 minutes. And it's just a huge adrenaline rush that I just love.
Luke, mostly what you're doing in the real world is racing in carts. You were racing trucks in the virtual race Friday. Did you need a lot of adjustment in your driving style to get used to racing these trucks virtually, or not so much?
The bigger suspension for sure, the more power, but not really, actually. Just my mod cart is kind of the same, to be honest, but just less power and less four-wheel drive.
And then when it comes to off-road racing, it's a little bit more foreign to my mind and maybe other people that are listening. I could see practicing on an asphalt track, whether it's an oval or a road course, because conditions are typically the same. But on a dirt track, conditions change. That track changes, whether someone creates a bigger rut or it's just the overall consistent drive over a certain part that just makes divots deeper. So how do you truly practice virtual racing?
That's a great question. But to be honest, I can't really, you just put a lot of laps down, and once you get the track to where kind of like it was in the end of the race where you just had to basically park it in the corners and drive off is the only fast way around. You couldn't really turn and throw it in, but it got so blue groove that you just couldn't drive it basically. But I was just smooth with my hands, I guess. But just practice basically.
Luke Knupp. Luke Knupp Racing. Luke, you were racing against some grown men who wanted to win as much as anything, even on this computer in the virtual world. Do you get jacked up to race against them just like you do against some of the people your own age when you're racing your kart?
Yeah, almost. It's actually the same, almost even more, to be honest. It's weird how it gets you, but it's just like I said, the adrenaline rush, and it's crazy. You get all into it, and the sim racing is so close to real life, and you're just driving, you're throwing it in, you're jumping, you're banging doors, you're flipping. It's awesome.
Were you sweating?
Yes, I was.
We've asked NASCAR virtual drivers, IndyCar virtual drivers, and yes, everyone is breaking a sweat. So that just tells me how much you guys are focused and so just into the moment that, yes, it, your body, at least your mind, thinks that it is real. And that's awesome.
Yeah, it's like I said, the adrenaline rush, and it's so amazing the way virtual racing has come now, that it's basically the same thing. It's just you're in your house and you don't have to pay a dime.
Now, Luke, you've said you've had your rig for about a year now. How many times have you updated it? A big thing since we've all been in quarantine or lockdown or stay-at-home orders is hearing about all these guys who never had rigs before, but all of a sudden all these series are online for people to do since we're all at home, and they've been updating almost every week, doing, you know, certain modifications, building different TV screens. What have you done through the year that you've had your rig to make it as good as it could possibly be?
Really nothing, except I got a new wheel, a pedal, handbrake, a couple months ago, actually. I switched from a Logitech to a Fanatec, and it's been a great help. It's more realistic. It has the same exact wheel as my cart does, and it's a great tool.
If you look at the lineup in this race, you're beating the likes of former big-time NASCAR star Greg Biffle. You got Adrian Cheney, who, of course, has had his share of wins in Pro 4 in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series. Do you quietly shut the door and start screaming like you put a beat down on these dudes that are big time and famous?
Yeah, I was on such a high note last night. It was crazy. But you can ask my mom and dad. I was just pumped up the whole night. Like, I was saying to my buddies after the race, I just beat Greg Biffle. I don't know if much people can say that.
Yes,
because awesome. You look at the younger guys in this race. Sheldon Creed's part of it, which I'm sure he's got some good seat time in esports. You guys have something over these older dudes, don't you?
Yeah, it's crazy the new generation, how fast these guys are. Like you said, Sheldon Creed, he's been one of my good buddies throughout the years. We used to race short course together, and now he's up in NASCAR. It's crazy how short course can develop NASCAR drivers like today, and it definitely shows what off-road racing can do.
Do you have aspirations to go elsewhere besides dirt racing, or just stay in the dirt? Because I mean, you can make a lucrative career whether it's in the desert or with short course as well.
Yeah, I would definitely like to expand, go to asphalt one day. I really love asphalt. I go kart a lot. And it would be really fun to maybe get into a legend and then try and get up to NASCAR one day.
I'm sure you've watched some of the IndyCar racing and, of course, some of the iRacing with the NASCAR Cup Series. Can you compare the two just visually looking at those things compared to what you did Friday night in the Lucas Oil Esports Off-Road Racing Series versus what these guys are doing in IndyCar in the NASCAR Cup Series?
Yeah, it's almost the same level of competition, the same amount of drivers, the adrenaline rush, the sweating. it's like real life. It's crazy.
Well, you know, Jimmy Johnson, he got his start in off-road. Kyle Busch and Kurt Busch have had their share of off-road races. Wouldn't you like to get those
Robbie Gordon,
would you like to get those guys in an eSport with an iRacing, a sim racing event and beat their ass?
Yeah, I would love to, actually. I actually reached out to Jimmy one day because actually my title sponsor, Ultra Wheels, used to be one of his big sponsors back in the short course days. I reached out to him and saying, because I'm a part of a league in the short course, and we said we would love to have him in there, and he didn't get back to me, but hopefully one day he sees that message and tries it out.
Uh-huh. Let's see if we can work on that for you, buddy, to get the 7-time NASCAR Cup champion part of your racing series, all right?
Yeah.
Where did you reach out to him?
Instagram.
Okay.
Bam.
Okay. We'll see if we can slide a little note in.
Luke Knupp, 13 going on 40 years old, joining us here in the Freak Nation. Friday night winner from the Lucas Oil Esports Off-Road Racing Series, of course, at Wild Horse Pass Motorsports Park, the virtual race. Luke, good luck to you, buddy. This was a pleasure getting you in the Freak Nation, man.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We hope to be having you a heck of a lot more, too. Let's get some real dirt wins, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Luke.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Sweet.
Yeah, Crasher, 13 years old, going on 14, putting a beat down on a guy that many people know in racing, Greg Biffle, Adrian Cheney, who's had his share of wins in the Lucas Oil Off-Road Racing Series Pro 4 class. That's a big deal for a 13-year-old to race against maybe his idols or maybe his dad's idols.
It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And to see people in the comment section of the Lucas Oil page on Facebook, to see them just totally going nuts for him because they know how big this is too. It might to some people just seem like, eh, it's a video game. It's a virtual game. It's not real. Actually, it is. Look, he just interviewed with us. He's interviewing with other people because he's the winner from this weekend's off-road race. Virtual or not, a win is a win. So yeah, huge deal.